Welcome to About Sex, the podcast that's about sex. And I'm Josh.
And I'm Angela Skirtu.
Today is the genital stimulation extravaganza. We're going to talk about
pleasing your partner. Yeah, how to touch genitals in a nice, pleasing way.
And then we're going to talk about Trump, maybe.
I think it'll make its way there.
Yeah, that all has something to do with it.
It's kind of relevant this week.
It is relevant because when I touch my wife, I definitely think about the pumpkin-headed president-to-be.
All right, let's start with genital stimulation. So we were covering in the last episode a little bit about how to touch a vagina, and I thought, you know, I mean, it'd be good to talk about penises, breasts, and a little bit more about vaginas.
I'm a fan.
You're a big fan of ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Parts.
All the ladies.
Well, maybe let's start with penis stuff. So,
yeah, let's.
So, Josh, what are some ways that if women were wanting to touch a penis, that would feel very nice? Things that they would need to know to, like, be good at touching penises.
Just do it.
Just do it. That's so true.
Here's some don't.
Oh, good.
Don't use your teeth unless he asks you to.
Could be painful.
He'll need to trust you a lot to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't ever use your teeth. And that means your teeth need to never touch anything down there.
That means if you are giving oral sex, try to use your lips to cover your teeth or your tongue.
Yep, exactly.
It's an art.
One, it's not when you're giving oral sex, it's not just about your mouth.
Yeah,
it's
that's
actually
true.
A lot to do. That is more something that just makes everything down there soft and warm,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot about the manual stimulation. So you still have to use your hands and get in there.
Well, and I think that's an important thing for women to know. Like sometimes when people watch porn, they see these deep throat things going on.
Oh, no.
And most women are not doing deep throat.
Okay. You went there right away.
I did, because a lot of my women, when they would say they hate giving oral sex, it's because they feel like that's how they have to give oral sex for it to be good.
But are they really trying to do the whole
deep throat? They avoid it like the plague because mm-hmm. they think, I'm not going to be like that. That hurts me. I have a gag reflex.
No.
And so I just want women to know that actually you can not do that. There are quite a few other things you can do instead.
Here's the other thing. If it doesn't taste good, don't lick it. Go get a washcloth and clean that
yes,
shit up.
Yes, you can ask, hey, what do you say we take a bath real quick?
You don't ask. You just say, get your ass in the bath. I'm going to clean you. And that's honestly, that's sexy. Whenever you get in the bath together and we're like, I'm going to wash your butt because it stinks. But then I'm going to kiss it.
Yeah, well, I think there's a nice way of doing that.
That's the nice way.
And it's like, hey, what do you say we get in the bath or the shower together? And that way, then it doesn't taste bad. And that's for a vagina or a penis, honestly.
Oh, definitely. But even then, you know, you don't have to necessarily get in the bath. You can get a washcloth, get some warm water on it, clean it up.
Make it okay. Like, I think people should feel comfortable with hygiene and just saying, look, can we make this nicer so that I want to be down at your penis or your vagina?
I think it's an important thing Americans need to do.
Americans need hygiene. But then going back to what you were saying, use your hands and your mouth. That's fine. You know, you can be sucking really hard on the top and using your hand to kind of stroke downwards, right?
Tell us more.
Josh is like, this is the greatest episode ever.
This is the greatest day ever. I'm so happy right now.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I heard somebody say, like, lick it like a lollipop or like an ice cream cone. So even that, you're not necessarily doing a deep throat. You're just using your tongue to either lick up the side or lick down the side. Thinking of the areas of the penis, what are the parts of the penis, Josh, that you think have the most sensitivity that feel good to be either touched or licked?
Okay, so the most sensitive part is the tip. It's called mm-hmm. the glans. That is the rounded head on the penis. Another sensitive part would be the urethra. That's where the urine or ejaculate mm-hmm. comes out of. The rest of it's a little more like, I don't know, more like the side of your neck. Like that's more sensitive because it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't get a lot of friction up there on the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. And I would put that on the shaft and the balls area.
Okay. So it feels good, but not as
sensitive. So you can be a little rougher down there. I wouldn't get too rough, you know.
Don't hurt them.
But for the tip, you got to always make sure that it's lubricated well,
mm-hmm.
either naturally or with some sort of lubricant you add.
Would you compare the tip of the penis to like the clitoris of the vagina? Similar?
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're pretty much, based on hormones, very similar, just the nerve endings are spread across the head of the penis.
Well, they both grow from the same tissue. It's just based on how much testosterone or estrogen when you're growing, which is based on whether you're male or female.
Well, so in a similar way, though, then when you're on the head of the penis, since that's the most sensitive, you can also make it go a little numb, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Too much stimulation can be a bad thing.
Which is the same for the clitoris. Like, the clitoris, you want to give good stimulation, but you got to be careful about making it go numb. And some people don't know that you can make it go too numb if you use it too hard
if it
or too rough.
Painful, it's not going to react well.
Exactly. So it has a way of shutting down that says, nope, we're not going to do anything anymore. So you got to like talk to each other to make
it work well. Talk to the penis. Ask the penis how it's doing. Well, ask it about its day, maybe.
This is something I've been telling a lot of my women. Like, I had somebody ask recently, should the women sometimes do this just for her partner and have nothing in it for herself? And I actually disagree. I think that no matter what, when you're going down on somebody, you need to get something out of it for yourself
like
too.
What?
Well, like sometimes women get like power, like a little bit of a power trip. Like it's fun to go down and like feel like you're controlling your partner a little bit and like, you know, poke the bear this way and see how he like does that.
Oh, no.
I mean, don't you get something out of oral sex when you give it?
Yeah.
Well, and so, like, to me, it seems odd that you would think the opposite for a woman. I think it doesn't matter if it's the male or the female. You should be getting something out of it for yourself, too.
Yeah.
And so, even if it's curiosity, you're learning something about that person's body part.
Yeah, you have to find a way to make it enjoyable for you and them.
Always, always.
So, yeah, you have to work with different positions.
Yep, yeah.
If you have any back problems or neck problems,
well,
that can
important.
Be a challenge when it comes to giving oral sex.
What do you think are some good positions?
So, I have neck problems.
Yes.
But when it comes to giving oral sex, I'll have my wife on the bed, and then I'll be down on the ground, so she's elevated in an easy position.
Yeah.
There's always 69 position. I love that one. You just lay back and just relax and have
That's where the
you.
Female sits on the male's face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then she's over his penis, just so you know, because there's different 69. Some people will do side to side.
Nobody does that. That's
some
too
people
much work.
Do. Some people do side.
That is way too much work.
People do a side 69. They do.
That's just too much work.
It
it's
exists.
Hard. It's hard to hold yourself up sideways. Like, it takes extra muscles.
It doesn't. It makes you put your neck in a weird position. So if you had bad neck pain, you
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
do it. But
don't
people
do
who
that.
Don't have neck pain
sure.
do that.
They can do
version.
All kind of acrobats.
It is possible to, I guess, have the man sit on the woman's face, but I don't
nope.
know if people do that as often.
Nope. As soon as you see that hairy butt coming your way,
that would be a version of teabagging.
Like, I think we tried that once. And you were like, get off me. This is
like,
not working
this is
out.
Not working in my favor.
Yeah, that's the thing. Women like to feel like they have control when it comes to when they're giving oral sex.
Yeah,
so the man on the
true.
Top means they kind of can't stop how far it goes into their mouth. And that may cause them to gag or not feel like they are safe. So that is not
you don't
a good
feel,
position for a male.
Yeah. You don't want to feel it. And you don't have to gag. Okay. Like, you get to control how far a penis goes in your mouth. And
so how do you do that?
Well, you can put your hand in front of your mouth, actually.
So
and I don't know how to do this visually.
So
or,
you put your hand kind of at the base of the penis around the shaft and you hold it.
Yep.
And the width of your hand stops how far it can go. Your mouth will only go to the top of your hand.
And then you keep your hand to your mouth and you go up and down. Like, so that it's
tell
like
me more.
It's almost like a vagina. Like, you're creating an extended vagina with your hand and your mouth is the top of the vagina.
Double,
or the inside part.
Double vagina.
It would be much easier to show this through video, but
it
whatever.
Would.
We can't do it.
Not this time.
No, but so that's one thing you can do. And also you can use two hands. Like, I used to call this the hobnobber. But, like, basically you have your two index fingers and your thumb going up and down the shaft, and then you're just sucking really hard on the tip of the penis.
Sure.
So there's different ways to do it.
That's okay, but I would say don't put too much pressure in the middle of the shaft from the top and the bottom. That's actually painful.
Interesting.
You know?
See, this is why you need a man
apply,
telling you what to do.
You want
to
apply even pressure around the shaft and then go at it.
What about balls? What's good ball play, Josh?
A little licking, tickling. It depends on the guy. Some like
it
to be pulled a little bit.
Some guys like it if a ball is sucked into the mouth a little bit.
Sure. Maybe. You got to try something every once. You try everything once, right?
That's true.
We'll see. I'll see you later. But I think a lot of women don't like doing that one as much. It's a little bit closer to the anus, a little dirtier down there, a little hairier.
It's hairy. I don't think it has to do with the anus part. It's just that your balls are hairy. If you were to like shave them or trim them down, maybe it'd be okay. And some guys do shave them completely. And so maybe a shaved ball, a woman would be more open to putting in her mouth.
Maybe
I don't know.
I need to pick up a razor later.
But I do know a lot of guys like it when you touch their balls. You know, that's nice. And actually between the two, right? Between the anus and the balls is kind of sensitive as well.
Yep.
Would that be similar to the shaft sensitivity or would that be stronger, actually? I'm just curious. I don't own a penis.
Which part? The between?
The between. How's that feel?
It's not very sensitive, but it has kind of an internal pressure.
Okay.
Because it presses on the...
The prostate?
Prostate.
The prostate. Oh, yeah. That's it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's move on maybe to breasts. Boobs. What are nice ways to stimulate the breasts?
We promised a boobs episode.
We did promise a boob episode. Yeah.
It's not a whole episode about boobs, but there's a good amount.
There's some episode.
We have boobs coming up right up, everybody. We'll be right back after the break. And
this
we're back.
This just in, boobs.
Okay. So, what do ladies like when it comes to their breasts?
So, you know how you said don't honk boobs?
Yeah.
You said that either in last episode or this episode, but don't. You don't, like, you can grab them with a full hand, but you can't, like, just honk them, you know? Like, they're gentle,
bad.
And they need to be touched softly. I think women like it when you kind of kiss. Like, if you were thinking of a woman wearing a bra, it's really sexy to kiss right where the bra line would be with, like, little pecks or
right
soft
up and
sucks.
Down the boob, yeah.
Right up on the bra line, actually. And then the nipple can be sucked on. It can be kissed lightly. You got to be careful, though, because the nipple can be overdone as well. And so in a similar way that you would use the licks on the clitoris, I'd say there's similar licks that can be used on the nipples.
Oh, yeah. You can do a little sucking. You do a little twirling.
A little twirling.
Little flicking.
Those are nice.
Yep.
If the woman does like a light amount of pain, you can do a little nibbling, but you need to make sure she's okay with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there right away.
No. You don't start with that. And some women will never be interested in that.
It's pretty sensitive.
And anything, this is important for everybody to know when it comes to your genitals. Things get better over time. So sometimes you may start with something and it doesn't feel quite right, but then you go back to it and it can feel different 10 minutes later in the sexual experience.
Try again.
Well, and talk to each other about it. Because like most women, if you were to pinch her nipples right away, she would be like, whoa, what are you doing that? That's like a titty twister.
Why
but when a woman is orgasming and you pinch those same nipples, that can be super hot. Mm-hmm. And so it just depends on how far into the sexual experience.
Pain is experienced differently when you're aroused.
Sometimes. Yeah. So you can do a lot with the breasts. Some women like a full hand cup, like where you kind of grab it. Almost like if you were kind of grabbing them from behind. But again, you'd want to talk to your partner about, you know, like what kinds of breast grabbing she might like.
Another thing women like is if you lightly rub it with the back of your hand or the front of your hand.
Delicate.
Kind of go from the top. With your hand almost like pinched like a duck's mouth and just kind of slightly push along it.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. Really just
it's about
gentle.
Nice touches because it is still very soft tissue.
It's not about beating them around.
No. You don't want to smack them around.
You don't want to slap them around. This isn't a butt. They're more sensitive.
Yeah, breasts are sensitive.
They need to be held and told that they're important and that they're worth something.
They're very well loved. And supported.
They are.
And I mean, that's an interesting difference too. Like, I think you can get away with spanking a butt and like being a little rough with a butt, not in the same way with the breasts.
The different sensitivity.
Yeah, because
it's softer skin.
You know, actually, after I had given birth to our baby girl and I was breastfeeding, there was a time there where I didn't even want you touching them because it was kind of painful.
They were off limit for like 6 months.
Yeah,
you were
breastfeeding. Because it's painful. Like, there's this baby kind of like ripping at them and it's really tough.
I didn't want to get milk in my eye.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a problem.
Well, it was a danger zone.
Danger zone.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so there's a bunch of things you can do with the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think it's a good thing to know that, like, I think it's better to go to the boobs first before you hit the vagina because sometimes people kind of go straight for that vagina and it's just not the best strategy.
Sounds
I don't know. What are some things that you've learned about boobs, butts, or vaginas, or penises?
Just be gentle.
Yeah.
Start out gentle and then ramp it up from there for anything, really. Because they can always call you off, but you don't want to start really pounding in there.
I think another thing, too, is that, you know, those aren't the only things that can be sexual. So sometimes people think you have to be, like, if you're doing something sexual, you have to be touching the genitals. And actually, the truth is women like it when you do other things first. Like, we like kissing and, like, go down our neck and rub us. And
yeah, it's important to have the foreplay first.
Yeah.
But we were focusing on the genitals.
I know. So, I just wanted to throw that in there because sometimes
people... Step one, foreplay. Little
step
rubbing,
two.
Kissing, loving. Step two, profit.
Yeah. No. Step two, genitals. Step three, profit.
Oh, okay. I just went right for the money shot.
You did. Oh, you. Well, and back to hygiene then, too. Like, I think another thing that makes women sometimes not want to do oral sex is because they feel that they have to swallow. And not every woman wants to do that. And if there are options, then you can get more oral sex from your partner. Like tissues, you know, keeping tissues on the side of the bed.
That's sexy.
It's fine. Look, not every woman wants to have a man's cum in their mouth. They just don't, you know.
I don't think many do. Although some may love it.
There are some who like it, and I'm not saying don't do it if you like it, but if you don't, that doesn't mean you can't give oral sex. It just means, all right, just pull your mouth away and use your hand as the person comes, and then there's Kleenex right by your, you know, your place, or you can wipe it on his stomach, you know, to mess with him.
Oh yeah, he loves that.
They're like, "What are you doing?" Or if you're so adventurous is the word, then you can like come on different places, you know.
You mean like the library? or like, no, like an end table?
Come on my hand, come on my belly, come on a knee, I don't know, somewhere. Okay. Anywhere else.
Let's move on to the next topic. Oh no. We're gonna talk about the next president.
I know this is a great segue from genital stimulation to Trump. Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Either way, we're talking about dicks.
And grabbing pussy, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. So what are we talking about, Trump? We're talking about kind of how people are dealing with it. People seem to be like flipping out.
I think there's a lot of anxiety.
It hasn't even been a week yet. And
he's not even president yet.
Yeah, he's not till late January.
Uh-huh.
And people are just kind of flipping out. So what would you say people should do if they're really having a hard time with a Trump presidency? Because they're going to have to deal with it for 4 years, and you can't let it interfere with your life, your sex life, your marriage, your family. You still have to take care of your kids and go to work. What do they need to do?
Well, I mean,
solve all their problems, Angela.
I think if you really are sad, it's okay to mourn, you know, like take some time to feel sad. And all mourning is you just kind of like grieve. You grieve the loss, you know, you cry a little bit, you feel hurt a little bit.
Grieve. Cry.
Crying, yeah. Eating some cake, you know.
So obesity, got it?
Not obesity, but I think a decent amount of cake is fine. You know, like if you need to eat a little bit and just like mourn a little bit, do it that way.
Or you could do exercise.
You can exercise.
You can do some hobbies.
You know, you mentioned this the other day, and I recently even posted this on Facebook. Get involved. If you really are hurt by what happened, get involved in your political party. The first thing you can do is just vote at every election. I think some people only vote in the presidential election.
You think people should vote?
I think that is the easiest thing that people can do to get more involved. It's do your civic duty. Vote at every election.
If you care and you didn't vote, well, now it's time to step up.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do your part. And I know you. Sometimes people feel like they're one small voice among a big crowd, but the reality is,
I'm so sick of hearing that. Everybody, like, people say that. It's true. Oh, it's statistically irrelevant if I vote. No, it's not. There was a vote that in one area that came down to like 50 votes. And sometimes it comes down to just a few.
Sometimes it does.
It really does matter. Well, and the problem mm-hmm. is that most of the people who say those things mm-hmm. are young people who have access to the internet. They have access to research, and they feel like they know what's going on in the world. But
if
the
all
reality,
of those young people
reality,
were together voting,
right,
then they would make
it.
A change.
The reality is they're talking themselves out of it. Mm-hmm. All those older people who do vote, they've just always done it their life. It's been a part of their life, and they feel it's important. And these people are like, no, it's not important. I'm just one number. Yeah, so am I. And so are the other 100 people that live within mm-hmm. a block of me.
But if there are enough of us numbers voting together, then it means something. And I really wish there were more of a younger voter turnout, because I feel like we are very educated. We focus on the research. Right. We care about the issues. But if you don't vote on the issues, then there is no change.
Right.
And you've said this to me before. This election isn't even as big as the smaller ones that are happening in your life day to day. Your primaries, the state representatives, they draw the lines for the electoral college.
A lot of people don't know much about the way the elections work.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your local elections, they're actually some of the more important elections because we have state representatives. They go down to Jefferson City here in Missouri, and they decide things. They make laws for our state, but they also, like you were saying, draw the lines for where the districts are. Mm-hmm. And that means whoever's in power on the state level gets to win.
Exactly.
And they keep winning because they get to choose.
Because they get to choose how it's drawn.
How it's drawn, and they jerry-rig mm-hmm. it. They use computers now. So it's all done perfectly so that each district mm-hmm. has a little bit. Every district that's very high, like the opposing, whether you're Democrat or Republican, mm-hmm. let's say Democrat. If there's a lot of Democrats there, well, they just put those in with a whole bunch of other Republicans that are not even near them at all. They draw these weird lines yeah. that go like a mile this way, and then they get big.
So that's step one, is just take more of an active effort in voting. Another mm-hmm. thing that people can be doing is getting involved in their party. If they really care, volunteer. You can either volunteer or run for office.
Well, yeah.
What's the process? You told me this the other day. What is the process for running for office?
Well, it's actually really simple. You fill out an application in Jefferson City. You mm-hmm. go down to the Capitol.
This is if you're in Missouri.
Yeah. You go down to your state capitol or your city, mm-hmm. wherever the election is. And you fill out an application mm-hmm. form and you pay a small fee and now you're on the ballot.
Yeah.
And it's really that easy to mm-hmm. get on the ballot for the primary. So once the primary happens, then it decides based on which.
Yeah. And it may not be that you're running for president, because that is a pretty big job, but there's quite a few local things people can run for. And I don't think I don't know if I'd ever be so have enough time to really run for election, but I could see myself maybe volunteering for a party that I cared about, because there's still ways that you can add to the mm-hmm. process and help out. But
no matter
way,
whether
I feel like people should be proactive.
Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I feel like both sides, young people just don't care. And I think that's
how
one of the biggest problems.
How do we get the
problems.
Young people to care?
And whether you like Trump or not, it just feels like we don't have a lot of say in who is our representatives, because mm-hmm. we're not voting. People aren't voting. I vote, but I'm the minority.
So, those are the big things. I think people
so
can
get involved.
Get
so if,
involved.
So if they're not,
be proactive with your emotions,
so
basically.
If they're not wanting to get involved, though, because they're just sick of hearing about politics, as I am.
Yeah.
I'm very sick of it. What do you do? What do you do to get through this?
Well, I mean,
I hear people are moving to Canada. Is that a realistic thing to do?
If you have a dual citizenship or you have an easy way to immigrate, sure. But the reality is we're all in this country together. And I think people kind of, I don't know. I don't know if jumping ship is the right choice. I think you need to do your best to educate your own family and friends of mm-hmm. what you think is important. Like in my post, I just wrote, like, these are the values that I hold true. And these are the things I'm going to teach my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, in this podcast, they're the things that I teach here, sex education and teaching people what's important to me. So I think, get involved in some way, even if it's not voting, if it's just learning more and educating people around you, then that's something you can do. Mm-hmm. And then just grieve a little bit, but then get over it, because it's just another president. And,
right.
you know, people probably felt the same way about Barack on the opposite side.
Right.
And we lived.
Oh, yeah.
We survived.
People went out and bought guns.
I know.
Because they thought
they were like,
gonna
oh, no, the country's going to fall apart.
Guns.
And reality is there's is a system
a
of checks and balances. And I
right.
hope in this situation it will work in our favor. But
well,
the reality
we'll
is there will be some changes that happen
and
some changes that don't.
I think one of the things people are freaking out the most about with this one is not only did Trump win the presidency, but now the Republican Party has control of both the House and the Senate. And there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, which the mm-hmm. next president will appoint, because they refused to take Obama's appointment, which is bullshit, because it was 6 months ago. So, they've kind of rigged it. But, people just, it's a scary time. But here's what you need to do. Lots of water. Lots of food. Prepare for the apocalypse, everybody.
Exercise.
Because it's coming. Oh, yeah. Don't forget
exercise. Rambo style.
So when you're hoarding, make sure to pick things that are non-perishable. So lots of canned foods, things like that. Ow. Make sure to have a first aid kit, you know, for when the zombies come.
Okay. And on that note, I think we're at a good stopping point. So join us again next week. Thank you very much. And you can always get more information at www.therapistinstlouis.com.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Angela.
Have a good night.